It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about farm-to-school programs in our state and the logistical challenges they face.
First, transportation funding in the state could be in limbo as state legislators vowed to work on their own funding plan instead of the budget put forth by Governor Walker.
And this shakeup could leave smaller municipalities in the lurch as they undertake much-needed infrastructure projects throughout their communities.
Sean Johnson is with us now to talk about what's in store for transportation funding in our state. He's the Capital Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So what was in Governor Walker's transportation budget?
I think broadly speaking, when you look at the governor's transportation budget, it's gotten a lot of pushback from state lawmakers because it would delay or even cancel some big state road projects. The governor, as he said over and over again, was going to hold firm on against any gas tax or vehicle registration fee increase. And so you had less money than was needed to do all the projects. One thing the governor did prioritize in his budget, though, was funding for local roads. And so this is money that goes to cities, to counties, to towns. They all got a big bump in his budget. And so what you have now is legislators have set the governor's budget aside and said they're going to work from their own product. And it's left local governments wondering, basically, what does that mean for all that money that was promised to us?
So how common is that for the legislature to get the budget from the governor, look at a huge portion, I don't know what percentage it is, but the transportation part of that budget has to be a pretty big chunk, and say, you know what, we're just going to set this over here and start from scratch?
It's really rare. I mean, you rarely ever see that because, I mean, the governor's budget sets the table for budget deliberations. And so that's still going to happen in the general fund budget, for example. That's the budget for schools, healthcare, prisons, all that stuff. The legislature will work from the governor's product as their starting point. You know, he sets the blueprint there. And what they ultimately approve may end up looking a lot like what he introduced. In transportation, we're basically in a situation now where there is no blueprint. You know, that they're going to be working from what they call working from base. So what was approved last year, what's law now, is where they're starting from. And so it basically puts the governor and his proposals and his ideas, his priorities, on more of an equal footing with the legislators, and they're going to battle it out. And I'm not sure at this point exactly where they're heading on that.
Well, and we're certainly used to a lot of things getting battled out in politics, but not as often when everybody's from the same party.
Yeah,
so what does that say about the relationship between the governor and legislators of his own Republican Party?
I think it highlights how real this dispute is between Republicans, that they would take this unusual step to throw their own governor's budget on transportation aside. And, you know, just to give that a little bit more context, it's not to say that some of his ideas won't prevail and be in the final transportation budget. I mean, they may ultimately approve an increase in state funding for local roads. We just don't know. And so the fact that they would just say this budget, governor, that you've been talking about since September of last year, basically, is no more. You know, it's just another idea that we're going to consider, but you're not setting the table on this one.
We're talking with Sean Johnson. He's WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, and we're looking at the deliberations going on around the transportation budget. The governor's transportation budget has been set aside by the legislature, and they're saying that they're going to start from scratch on their own. So, Sean, you said that in the governor's budget, these smaller municipalities that have huge needs were doing a little better than maybe they would have in another budget, but the legislators are looking at some of those really high ticket price items that were not covered fully in the governor's budget. So who's getting pitted against who here?
I think the view of the legislature and really of some lobbyists who work for local government organizations like the Counties Association, they sort of look at the way that the governor set up his budget and feel like he increased all this local road funding because he took it out of state projects. You know, there wasn't enough money in state projects that allowed him to give this influx of local road funding. So, I mean, that's sort of the trade-off. His budget was talking about a 13% increase in general transportation aid for counties and almost 9% increase for municipalities and towns at the same time that it was taking state road projects and either delaying them or just canceling them. So that was sort of the trade-off that you had in the governor's plan. I'm not sure that the legislature is going to want to flip it around exactly and put all their money in state projects, because they do have, especially in the assembly now, a number of lawmakers who represent districts who are really hungering for that funding. What you did hear, or what I heard from these groups that represent municipalities and counties when I talked to them yesterday, is that they would rather have a longer term, more sustainable transportation plan than just a 2-year increase that was called for in the governor's plan. Because, yeah, this budget was good for them. They would have gotten a big influx of money this time around. But a couple years later, maybe that money's not there. And maybe a few years later, they actually get cut because the state has to repair all these interstates that it's put off for years.
Mm-hmm. Sean, you spent a lot of time working on a multi-part series about transportation funding issues in the state. You talked to a lot of people in these municipalities. What are some of the projects that they have been really needing to take on and haven't had the funding for that really stand out in your memory that could very possibly be left on the floor if this budget is scrapped?
Well, I mean, the thing that sticks out in my mind is I talked to a lot of towns about how the budget would affect them and just their situation in road funding. And so, you know, when you look at what the governor proposed for them, an almost 9% increase in general aids, as I mentioned, that translates for the average town to about $10,000. So, you know, if you wanted to pave a mile of road, it's not even going to come anywhere close. At $10,000 is going to let you do a little maintenance on roads. So that's the situation they're in, where even when they're on paper some of the biggest winners in the governor's budget, in reality, that money people weren't really even going to notice it. You know, it was going to go toward maintenance that needed to be done, not toward repairing roads that have outlived their useful life. That's kind of what struck me, is that even as the legislature and the governor grapple over whether towns are going to get more, the state projects are going to get more, what that balance is going to be, the long-term issues facing roads in Wisconsin are still going to be there. You know, they're not just going to go away, even if they approve like a more long-term, you know, transportation budget.
And Sean, as we start to wrap up, so the governor's budget is done. The legislature is working on their own transportation budget. They'll look to the governor's budget for other large things like education and other issues. At what point does something get voted on or something get settled on?
You're going to see the Joint Finance Committee has a few more public hearings scheduled on the budget next week. I think they're going to probably start voting on pieces of the budget soon after that. I think with the transportation budget, they'll start voting when they reached a deal. And they're going to be talking privately, I think, for a while to try to reach that deal. But every indication we've seen so far is that the divisions when it comes to that funding, especially between like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and the governor, are very real. And so they've got a lot to get passed. And it's not going to be any easier, I don't think, with the governor's budget out of the picture.
Well, Sean, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is the Capital Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He joined us to talk about the governor's transportation budget and how cities throughout the state could be affected by the change.